Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Drunk.
What's wrong? Who is this girl at the store that you keep looking at? What is this interaction going on between you and her? You don't know
about
what I'm talking about.
I was in the store with you. Why would I be looking at somebody else?
You were looking at somebody else. You going to continue to deny this? Let me
why
out
do we
the
have
car.
To keep going through this?
Yeah, why do we have to keep going through this? Let me out the car.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday evening. And that song they played was Boys to Men, you know, Down on Bended Knees. You know, I just want to tell everybody, you know, it's wonderful that you will spend some time with me on a Friday, because most time people are hanging out, you know, getting their romance or their party on. But you know something, I first got to say thank you to all of my listeners, the ones in Hawaii, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Cameroon, and Nigeria, Africa, checking in, Peru, Pakistan, Australia, Singapore, and Iraq. You know, so I am just stoked, because who would have thought a few years ago that it would have went from United States to all over the globe. And I got a fantastic show tonight. My guest, Stephanie Draper, she is going to talk about, you know, wedding planning and everything. And that's why I played that tune, Down on Bended Knees. So, you know, this is a time frame. People get married in the wintertime and the summertime. But any time when there's love and everything is all good. But we're going to start our show first by introducing my co-host, the beautiful, phenomenal Felicia Fuel. How you doing, baby?
Hey, Terry. Hey, everybody out there. I just wanted to say thank you for listening. You just talking about all the people around the globe. It's amazing and phenomenal that all those people are listening. So hello out there, everybody. We're going to have a great show tonight.
Amen. And without further ado, we're going to get our guest on here. Her name is Stephanie Draper, who for 24 years had experience in retail and event planning. She is also an experienced floral designer and wedding planner. Whatever the occasion is, she will make it pop with elegance and visual eye appeal. And she is also the founder of Jane's Hope for Life Foundation that helps people find resources when they are in need of assistance. I need some damn assistance right now. Help me out.
I'm
and
on
she's
it.
Also very passionate about helping abused women and children and veterans that suffer from PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. And you don't have to be in the military to have it. You can go through some traumatic event in your life, whether it's abuse, car accident, like, you know, having an accident in the snow like me, you know, something that's like weighs on your heart and kind of like scares you, give you know, heebie-jeebies. That's PTSD. So I know I suffer from it, because when I see snow, my butt cheeks clench up. I said, oh, shit, you know, because I had a bad accident in the snow. So I ain't trying to revisit that. No way. I didn't even want to dream about snow. But I'm not going to keep running my mouth yet. I'm going to introduce my beautiful guest, Stephanie Draper. How you doing, sweetheart?
I am blessed. And how, baby, how are you? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I love
it
here, baby, because we know God is in control.
Yes,
I'm telling you.
All he is.
You know, Stephanie, it's a lot of questions I could like to ask you, but I'm going to let my co-host ask the questions first, because she just recently came back off of a resort kicking it with the girlfriends in Florida, you know, hanging out on the beach.
Oh, yeah, I just left Miami.
Donkey, a little bikini, you know, she's been working out the body. So, you know, she ain't got time for the radio, but she's here, so I'm grateful that she's here tonight.
Oh,
I
that is awesome.
That. I got to keep this body tight, girl. I'm getting close to 50, and I got these grown women as daughters, and they bad. So I got to, mama got to stay bad, too. So.
Hello.
Yeah.
You got baby tight on her.
Exactly. But it is so good to have you on the show, and it's so interesting that you do what you do as far as like helping people with that suffers with post traumatic stress syndrome, and then helping people plan events. How it really kind of goes hand in hand. How did you get started with the helping people with the post traumatic stress syndrome? How did you get started with that? What inspired that for you?
What inspired that for me is back in 2011, I had lost both of my parents. And then, my husband had spent time overseas and had been to several different events overseas for the military. And he came back, and the first time he went over there for wartime, he came back, you know, a little bit different. And then the second time he came back, you know, he was a lot better, but I met a lot of military women that were experiencing things that they didn't know what to do when their spouses came back home from the military. So
wow.
That really, you know, the thought was in my mind, like, man, I need to try to figure out a way to try to help somebody because, you know, a lot of times they'll say, oh, you know, the military people, they take care of each other. But sometimes they do a good job in taking care of our military people, but sometimes they forget about the wife or that husband that's left at home, you know. So you watching them go through what they're going through, and you got to figure out a way, how do I live with this person, you know. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I was blessed enough to I was blessed enough to have family members that had been in the military, so they gave me a little pointers, you know, and then from what I saw, you know, with other people, I was able to put things together, like, okay, this is how you react with this person, this is how you react with that person. You know, everybody's different.
Okay.
So,
okay.
About that, getting on the PTSD. Now, I've seen a lot of people come back from being overseas, and like you said, sometimes they seem to be very agitated easily. They seem to want to not connect. They don't want to, you know, want to connect with somebody, and kind of withdrawn. Now, how do you deal with people who don't want to accept the fact that they have PTSD, but by everyone who knows this person saying, dang, this person acting kind of like, you know, an ass, you know, so we know it's something different, but they don't want to accept that something is wrong with them because a lot of men think it's not manly to admit that I'm flawed, I got some issues.
And, you know, with that right there, and thank you for asking me that question, it's a lot. We used to could say it's a man thing, but believe it or not, we women go through PTSD as well, and we hide ours very well. You know, people look at us and say, oh, she's just having PMS, you know, but we go through it as well. And how do you deal with it? It depends on the person. Me personally, I gave that person space. Let them breathe. You know, my husband, I just give him his space. He loves to fish. I let him go fish all day long. If he wants to fish all day long, you fish all day long. I'm not going to bother you because I know that's the way that he can calm himself down and snap back into reality. You know, that's his calming method. You know, and it's, you have to be patient with that person. They're going to talk to you when they're ready to talk to you.
They can.
I don't think that they can 100% come out of it, but they can be sociable, you know, and be with everybody else. It's just going to take them time, depending on, you know, what their MOS was, what were they out there doing. You know, it takes time, and we as the family members, we really need to support them just as much as the VA hospital support them as well. But we really need to give them support, you know, and just listen. When they're ready to talk, they're going to talk, you know.
Absolutely.
You might not understand, you know, they're going to talk when they're ready to talk.
Push them towards, okay, I think you need to seek some kind of help. Because a lot of time when you tell a guy, you know, I think something's wrong, you need to see a psychiatrist. First of all, that psychiatrist thing is like a stigma. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to receive that. Then sometimes because you are saying that they need to get some kind of professional help, next thing you know, they will look at you like, oh, you think you all this and that. And it ain't about that, you know. Sometimes guys don't know how to handle help, especially if you don't have a ring on your finger, you know. But you would think that if you're feeling or care about a person to a certain degree, it don't matter. We ain't got to be in a relationship. I'm trying to help you. How do you get past that barrier that, you know, hey, I'm not just trying to be nasty. I'm just trying to, like, hey, you know, something's wrong, pal, you know, receive it for what it is. I'm not trying to criticize you. I'm just trying to use some critique so you can get back to normal.
I think when you, I'm not an expert, but I can't, from what I've gone through, you have to pull that person to the side and maybe go on a walk with them, you know, go somewhere where they feel comfortable, where they can kind of relax. Because if you're dealing with somebody with PTSD, they might not want to really be around a whole bunch of people or take them away from the house, you know, take them away from the house, go somewhere where it's quiet, where y'all can relax, where they can let their guards down, and then just ease the conversation in, like, you know, I've noticed some things that's been going on with you. You know, you haven't been sleeping right. You seem a little agitated. Is there anything that I can do for you? You know, have you thought about maybe seeking help? Let's go together. You know, I've been agitated as well because I see you agitated. I'm not sleeping as well because I'm seeing you, you know, having issues. And what can we do to help each other? What can I do to help you help me help you? You know,
yeah.
I feel like when you're talking to someone, you really have to get to their level, and you have to come to them very calm and not threatening. You can't come to them with an attitude like, you know, you got issues. I can't deal with you. You know, you got to come to them, especially if you're talking to our soldiers, you got to come to them right. If you come to them crazy, they're going to come back at you, and that's with anyone. You know, speak calmly to them. Make sure they're in a secure place where they can actually relax. If they like golfing, go golfing with them, bowling, you know, go somewhere where they can kind of like relax a little bit, where they don't feel threatened that you're trying to come up with some kind of shenanigans or something like that. Just make sure you speak real calm with them. And they'll listen. They might say, I don't need no help. But later on, they hear you. They hear what you're saying. And then they'll open up and say, well, you know what, maybe I do need to see somebody.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That's interesting that you say that. I'm actually a psychology student. So I know, you know, quite a bit about PTSD and some other things. And unfortunately, this is the sad thing, especially with our veterans. And this kind of is on the subject but off the subject. I stopped following the presidential debates because to me it's just a bunch of craziness right now because nobody's really talking about the issues at hand. One of the problems that I have is with our veterans, the way that they're treated. You know, once they serve this country, they come home, there's so many of them that are homeless. There are so many of them that are going through these mental challenges, and there is help, but then there isn't help. It just depends on who you are and kind of like who you know. But it's unfortunate that they are the ones who suffer the most. They go over here into these foreign lands and they see and they have to do certain things like killing a child or, you know, because a child's trained to kill you, you have to take the child's life. I have people in my family's military, and I see a lot of that stuff. You know, I have a cousin who had to kill a little boy who was about 5, and he's like 23, 24. He's not right anymore because he had to do that. It was him or this little boy. And he had to do that, and we want you. They come back over here, and they're different, and then we don't understand, and we don't know how to necessarily deal with them. And you're right. You cannot just approach them any kind of way because, first of all, the trauma that they suffer, the mental and psychological trauma that they suffer, has caused them not to trust anybody anyway. It's caused distrust, and it's caused fear. And they feel they're always in fight and flight, so they feel like they have to be defensive or defend themselves. So if you come to them certain type of, you have to be careful because there's levels of it too. Because you have some that are mild cases, you have some that have extreme cases. As people with extreme cases, if you go wrong, you can find yourself in a lot of trouble with them. You can get hurt because they think you're attacking them, and they will attack you because they're trying to save themselves.
Exactly.
It's about reality and them not being able to really deal with reality because reality of it's sad. It's them not being able to deal with reality because reality has really fucked them up.
That's right.
Get what I'm saying?
I greatly understand. You know what?
So I applaud you for that because that takes a lot of patience and time and where you have to have the wherewithal to deal with that, and you have to be patient. So you sound like you're on a good track too with what you're doing with them, though. So kudos to you, girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's nothing but God. You know, I told Terry, I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. So that so my husband was blessed to have me.
Wow.
And I had some very nurturing parents. So that's one reason I can kind of deal with a lot of different stuff.
Right. Because preachers, pastors, they're more like counselors, you know, like therapists. That's what they do. You know, they deal with people with all kinds of issues, and you have to know how to love with the love of God. Because, I mean,
exactly.
That's agape love is what's going to carry us through, because we don't possess that kind of love. That's something that you have to learn over a period of time, how to love a person, even when they push you away, or even if they don't really deserve your love, you still have to know how to love them, because that's what we're, you know, supposed to do. You love a person back into the fold. That's what you're supposed to do.
But you know something, you know, a lot of people don't realize, I'm a preacher's kid too, and, you know, people think that it's easy, and it's not easy, because, you know, when Satan is trying to attack people, he's not going to attack the ones that's doing what that he wants them to do, the one that's lawless, shameless, and just messing up. He's going to attack the ones who's trying to do right. So, you know, you will find often, if you peel back the layers, in different ministers' homes, you know, you will find more problems with sometimes abuse, sometimes messing around, sometimes drugs, kids in and out of jail. You know, it's just, you'd be surprised. Maybe Stephanie, she lucked up, you know. In my family, I lucked up, but I have another set of half-siblings that, you know, woo, Lord have mercy, Jesus. They went through some stuff and has been in and out of jail and just messing up. And you think that, wow, how could this happen? You know, because my stepmother, she was a minister, and my dad was, and his family, exclusive from my mother and us, you know, it was a whole lot different. But, you know, we got to take a little small break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get a little bit more into the thing about the wedding planning for y'all people, y'all bridezillas out there, you know. We got lucky to get some pants asking for your hand. Baby, it might should be running the opposite direction, but okay if you
that's
got it.
Right.
That's information for you.
Now.
So y'all going to have to stand by with me and Felicia and Stephanie, because we're going to bring the stuff to you, baby.
There you go.
Controversial, real, unparalleled. Author Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
Have I learned is your question? and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry.
Everybody to Unmask with authorist Terry E. Lyle and our special guest tonight, Stephanie Draper. Well, we was talking about some of the things that she does, and we was talking about PTSD and how that affects a lot of people. You don't really have to be ex-military. You can just go through something that's traumatic and that will mess up your mind and have you doing some stuff. And like we were saying that, you know, a lot of the people who have came back from being overseas, you know, dealing with the military, and they came back different. And we was trying to find ways to encourage these people to seek help. Because a lot of time when people need some help, they don't want to acknowledge that they get all nasty, get their butt on their back, all this and that, babe. But you know something? Sometimes you got to be strong enough in yourself to know, huh, I'm acting out of character. This is not me. And get some help. Stop thinking everybody's trying to put you down because it's not that kind of story. But other than that, you know, my guest Stephanie, she also, darling man, she has her own floral business, and she's been doing his wedding planning. And, you know, for y'all bridezillas out here, she will ship with the prices right to get you all hooked up or fly in personally because it's all about the dollar bill. So we're not going to waste too much time. Mm-hmm. We're going to get here. Baby girl, tell us about the floral business and the wedding planning and some kind of little hints. But maybe me and Felicia, well, Felicia, she already married, but maybe some hints for me, you know, how to catch me what?
But she can renew her vows. I can do that, too.
Okay.
Exactly. We coming up on that time, too.
All right.
Okay. I ain't mad at
well,
you.
I have been, well, I have been a wedding planner. Huh?
Give us some insight about your business, darling.
Okay. Well, I have been in wedding planning for a year with Estella's, and I've also have 24 years experience in planning everything from the company I used to work for. So I love planning everything, and I think my family just think I'm just crazy because I love to plan. I will plan anything from your wedding, birthday parties, to funerals, dog funerals, whatever it is. I will do it all.
She said dogs. I know that's
why. You have a lot of flowers around your house and out front of the yard and everything because, you know, how you be riding down some people's streets, man, they have too much flowers and too much stuff. It's like you're junky looking because it's overkill. Now, you're not that kind of person that, you know, just go over the top, right?
No, not at my house. You know, outside, my husband, that's my husband's venue right there. So I'm not allowed to really go and dig up anything. I tried. And he had to go pick the door right there.
I went to a wedding recently, and, you know, I ain't gonna say what some people said about the wedding. But, you know, they did what they had to work with. I'm just going to say that. But while I was there, I was talking to one of these other sisters there, and she told me about this nice wedding like this lady had. And she said that when the bride time was to walk down the aisle, all the smoke came out. She came through the smoke. And I'm feeling that shit right there. You know, if I get married, I got to get smoke machine. Fucking bow.
Oh, my goodness.
That just sounds awesome.
That is awesome. Oh, do like a fog wedding? Yeah.
Yes.
That is cool.
That sounds sexy. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. And if you're the type of person that like bubbles, hey, do some bubbles, too.
I like bubbles. Baby, let the bubbles come down. Every say, listen, Mrs. If I capture the guy, bubbles can fly on the ceiling. You know, so I like that shit about the smoke, man. I come busting up in there through the smoke. Woo, woo, woo.
That's
man.
Just
scary. I'm going back.
I don't say baby. That's
what's
scary. All right, bubbles.
Okay, well, go ahead. Felicia, go ahead and ask your question because I'm just tripping over here.
I know when I was planning my wedding, I was a bridezilla. I'm admitting it now. So, you know, if y'all listen, I'll be because I had like, oh, yeah, I had a huge wedding. There were 24 people at my wedding outside of me and my husband.
Oh, wow.
Granted, between the two of us, we from previous marriages, we had 7 children between us. So that's half the battle right there. Yeah, all them babies taking up all that space. But, man, it was like nobody could do it right for me. Like, I started out with one of my sister-in-laws helping me out, and then, you know, she was adamant about some things, and then she didn't follow through or couldn't follow through for whatever reason. I'm not going to say she didn't because, maybe, you know, things come up. But I was a mess all over the place, so much so that I went at my honeymoon. I slept the whole week because I was tired. Because for 18 months, I was the one doing my own wedding. My boy,
oh, no.
he did not.
No, the brakes, Felicia. No. Because all these women want to hear what you just said. You mean to tell me you had this big, elaborate wedding, 24 people
mm-hmm.
in the party, and all of that
mm-hmm.
good stuff. I said, damn, I finally got this chick as my wife. And he went to sleep the whole 3 days. Man, I was through a bucket of water on your behind. You going to get up and do something.
It took me 18 months to plan my wedding, and I wanted everything to be perfect. And you will find that when I went back and looked at my pictures, some of the day had messed up royally with the tuxedos. Me and my husband had this big blowout the day before. I mean, to the point where he went one way, I went the other way. It was like the wedding's off. Like, are you serious right now? But I needed somebody to help me plan who had the expertise that you have, because it takes a lot off the bride. I'm not going to say it takes all of it, because the bride is going to be crazy anyway. That's what we do. You know that. You work with people. So how do you deal with bridezillas that nothing is right? No matter what you do, it's perfect, but you know you got to keep this girl straight. How do you... No, because, honey, you were caught in the plan, I'm sure. How do you deal with a bridezilla?
I hate to put this people out there, but you know what? I drink a lot of Pepsi.
Why?
I drink a lot of Pepsi to keep calm. And, you know, brides, I was a bride, so I understand when you have to deal with bridezilla. You have to approach a bridezilla just like you have to deal with somebody that has PTSD almost, you know, because they're nervous, they're excited, but they're nervous because everything is coming at them. You got your mom saying this, your future mother-in-law saying this, you got people in the back talking to you, telling you, well, why don't you try this, you know, and that's where I come in. You know, my job, and I love what I do because I love to talk to people, and I also love to listen and hear exactly what it is that she wants, and I can tell her, yeah, we can get this accomplished. No, we can't. And you have to, if you are a wedding planner, you have to be able to say no to something. You know, no, I don't think we'll be able to do that right there, because that might not be safe or have somebody hanging from the chandelier and that roof ain't going to hold them.
Yeah,
you know,
when
you said hanging from the chandelier, it reminds me of that movie of Tyler Perry when he had them angels hanging. They had the Paris wedding. I thought that was so fly, man.
Yeah.
You
can do things like that, but you have to make sure that the roof can deal with that kind of thing. You know, it got to be right.
Yeah, because when I got married, a girl, she had a wedding. Her wedding was, I got married at a place called Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt, Maryland. And it's a really, really elaborate place. Like, I mean, my wedding looked like I spent maybe $30,000 to $50,000. I spent about $12,000, but this girl came in on a white horse the building.
White horse?
I'm like, a white horse. The bride came in on a white horse.
Wow,
so people do some elaborate things. Some things might be a little terrible. I thought that was beautiful, though. That was beautiful. But I was like, wow. So if I ask you for, girl, I need you to sell my wedding. I need 3 horses, 2 cows, and 3 pigs. And I need to be at 5 o'clock. Can you make it happen?
Well, you know what? I'm in Texas, so we got horses and cows and pigs everywhere. So I can make that happen. That's just a phone call away.
Well, I like that. Y'all, people out there listening, to Stephanie Draper, man, she can plan any event, from a wedding to death of a pet, or whatever, she can do it all, you know, and not to be disrespectful, you know, but sometimes when things happen in life and you just don't want to have that on your plate, it's just good to have someone just turn it over, say, take care of this, make it tasteful, you know, fill my pockets, you know. Because, like, my ex-husband, when I got married, I had it was 16 total, and it was a military wedding, and everybody was in uniform and the swords and everything. You know, so that was cool back then. But, you know, when I get married again, it's either going to be 2 things. It's either going to be a quiet, intimate wedding, or it's going to be a wedding that got some theatrics to it, you know.
Carrie, I think you need a lot of sparks. We're going to have fireworks for you.
Exactly. I got some fireworks in my closet. I like stuff going on.
Write your name across the sky.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Cool,
Gary.
That's cool. How long have you been doing
all the works that would accommodate maybe 50 people, how much is a general area that it might cost you, you know, and if you had to travel, would that would the only thing different would be they would include your airfare and maybe hotel?
Yes, that is completely separate from the packages, and I have different packages for a bride. For those that are on a budget, you know, we have a package that's like $400. That's for a 2 hours for the coordinating the wedding and 2 hours for the daytime and then 2 hours for the nighttime. That's $400 right there. You know, so we have a different package for everybody's pocket, and we can go all the way up to $10,000 and up. You know, it just depends on what it is that couple wants me to do, how involved you want me to be in. You know, I have one lady.
Everything, do you have the photographers there, or is that something they got to do separate? And the music, is that all inclusive in your wedding packages?
I can't add those in there. They can't be included. I have a wealth of team. I have team players everywhere. I have a photographer that's on my team. I also have caterers, a cake decorator. I have a backup decorator that helps me out if I'm stuck. They can decorate. I also have two teams of florists. So I have a whole team of people that can do whatever, even makeup and hair. Whatever it is that Clyde needs, we got you. You know,
Wow.
We have a variety of DJs. You know, I have some that can DJ country. If you want country, we got you. If you want a little bit of classic, we got you. If you want, like, R&B and a little hip-hop, we got you. We got DJs for everything.
Hell no, not me. Give me some smooth jazz or R&B, love songs, that slow stuff, man, to make your heart say, wow. You know, I want something to touch the moment before it happens.
We
so.
Got it.
Wow,
so
I
got a person just
cool.
for you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Wow.
For all y'all people out there listening, you know, Arthur and Terry Law don't tend on being single for long, man. So y'all better put your bids and send your applications into me at Facebook inbox. Let me check you out.
Oh, my goodness.
Terry, I can't wait to do your wedding.
Exactly.
Girl, it's going to be off the hook, just like my personality. And we ain't throwing no freaking rice, because rice might get in your eyes and blind you. Confetti is fine, you know. Petals is fine, but we ain't throwing rice like they used to do back in the day. We can cook that rice and eat it, baby.
I think in certain places, that's not even legal anymore because of birds,
yeah.
Getting to it and it was killing birds. It was the rice was killing them. So in certain places, you can't even throw rice anymore.
You can. Yeah, that's a lot where a lot of brides and grooms are going to is bubbles and bird seeds, something like that. You know, I've seen some where they want to use the bubble machine when they get ready to walk. They have bubble machines going off, or they have, you know, it's different things that you can do. But the wonderful thing that we used to seeing, the rice, that is no longer anymore.
Okay, so yeah. It's not anywhere. You can't do it.
They hurt the birds.
Yeah, because I remember that one time I was getting married, and I didn't want the rice anyway. But that's when I really came into the knowledge that they kind of stopped that because of that. I mean, it's cool because we need the birds. They're here for a purpose. We don't want them dying because they choking on rice. So yeah. So let me ask you, what's the biggest wedding? And the smallest wedding that you've ever done?
The biggest one was 300 guests, and she had about 24 people that was at the wedding party. So that was one of the biggest ones I've done, and I helped coordinate with that one. And that was really fun to do. It was fun. I can tell you that. We had some challenges in a way, you know, but after all that was said and done, it was wonderful. And the smallest one that I did, I would say, I think that was last year, it was a very small, they had the bride, the groom, the mom. One of the moms was there, and maybe 10 guests.
Okay. Really small.
So she had a very small wedding.
Okay. Intimate.
Well, you know,
that's
even
cool.
Small, elegant, that's still cool, you know, because at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's just you confessing your love to this person and you want it to last a lifetime, and that's the hope, you know. So we need to take a little small break, and we're going to come back with Stephanie and Felicia and talk a little bit more, but we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back in two and two. Stay with us.
All righty.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man. I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Trying hard to find your dreams without someone to share it with. Hey!
welcome back, everybody, to Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west and all my global audience for tuning in tonight. And I want to give a shout-out to Kelly Moore in Nebraska. How you doing, baby? And I also want to say hello to Nefertiti. Hey, Terry, how you doing, Nef? I know you're hanging out, Victor.
Hey, Nef.
I am so happy to have my guest here tonight, Stephanie. Oh, this is a phenomenal lady. I met her when I was in Texas giving a speech, and she was sitting right beside me. And, you know, sometimes God puts you where you need to be, you know, and I'm blessed to now call her my friend, and I'm glad she's here. And if anybody want to talk to her, you can call 347-945-6003 and hit the one key, and that'll let me know you want me to open your mic and that you make your comment or ask the question. But if not, you can stay in the background, you know, listen while we cut up and show out, you know, because you know I'm famous.
Calling me pretty. She's so sweet. Stephanie, it's so funny because my daughter, my youngest daughter, was supposed to have been getting married. We went and this big announcement, she was going to get married, and we did all of this stuff, and I was just so ready to start planning. But things changed, and she changed her mind. She's expecting her about to have a baby. Let me ask you something. Do you also do, is it just weddings you do? Do you plan showers and, you know, baby showers and, you know, bridal showers, that kind of stuff? Do you plan those things also?
Yes, we do. We do weddings. We do wedding showers. We do baby showers, birthdays.
Okay.
If someone needs help planning a funeral, I can do that for you.
Oh, wow.
We do everything.
Okay, well, Stephanie, you know, we're mature women, you know, there's nothing new under the sun that we're not, you know, familiar with. So what I was thinking, like every now and then, you know, sometimes I just want to have my girlfriends over and, like, you know, Stella got a groove back. Do you have those kind of parties where you bring us, like, you know, strippers and we got our little dollar bills and stuff, we get a little groove on and have a little cocktail, you know, have a girls' weekend? You know, I'm thinking about planning one of those things.
Yes, ma'am, we do. We can plan a girls' night out, girls' groovy night. Yes.
Well,
Stella
got
her groove back.
Yes,
ma'am.
She said she loved it. I said, man, I've been to, like, you know, clubs, and I've seen them, you know, dance, you know, and get a little embarrassed when I get real close. But I'm talking about when you have girls over for the weekend, weekend pajama party, you know, and I set it up, you know, and pay it, you know, just so that, you know, as you get older, sometimes there's some things that, you know, is get boring, and I just want to keep the spontaneity alive in your heart to make you feel alive, because when you get married sometimes, you feel so settled in, you know, so, you know. I want to always have something to do. I want to make plans so that your life is interesting, you know, and I'm not trying to be crass or try to be crude, but I'm just saying for females, you know, we need to get together and females start having more fun together because,
yeah.
Coming up, you know, when my daughter, you know, had my daughter and got out my marriage, and then, you know, we would go to little resort areas, and we'd go to little cabins, and we have fun playing games, just chilling, you know, just get away from the everyday thing. And I kind of think that might be a good thing to have because, shoot, I'm so tired of having this cabin fever. I'm thinking about throwing a little party,
yeah.
something. And way out here, can't nobody say nothing. Put up my tents and everything, get the grill out, so it's still warm. Hey, you know,
that's what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am, I can plan those things too. I, you know what, I really love planning the girls' night out party because that's where, you know, if you're married, I'm married, And sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, we kind of lose ourselves in our husbands and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. we're always doing mommy duty. Because me, I'm always
right.
doing mommy duty or wifey duty or whatever. You know, I'm always doing something. But when it's time to go and spend time with your girls, you need to be able to kick your feet up and just relax and chill and laugh and
Absolutely.
Cry or whatever you want to do. You know, if you want a little stripper there, you know, I got somebody that can do that for you as well. You know,
oh.
so we can do it.
I like
wow, that
that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Terry, where the party? Where the party at?
I got a plan because, you know, I did all this flying. I did the balloon rides. I have just so many things, you know, because I like to have things in my life that are exciting memories, you know. I've
right.
been to a little club like that, but I've never had nothing in-house, you know, where I didn't have to go out. I did the resort thing. I did a lot of things, and I just like, you know, have my, you know, friends. You know, there's always going to be, like, maybe five girls that are quality females, you know, somebody who ain't anal, trying to create confusion, you know, and we just plan something just to get away from the norm, like you said, you know, and make it
all
horny-torty.
How you
know?
Say it, Terry, they can't be all horny-torty at a party like
That's
that. Right. Can't accept
horny,
any because you got to have... And you can't be
40
on
it
because
40, 40. Not
what I don't
you
understand
know
is go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, baby.
I was just gonna tell you I did my sister's party last month. And it was no men allowed. It was all girls. She had everybody dressed in red shirts, black tights, and it was
oh.
a hit. Everybody had fun, you know. Nobody had to
That's
worry about
color.
Anything. It just let loose, you know. So she had a girls' night, and we all just dropped wherever you found a place where you could drop down and go to sleep or whatever. We
said
that. That's
the reason.
I know that's
lot.
Why.
Oh.
That sounds good. That's a good thing,
yeah.
Terry. If you're serious, I will fly out there, honey, because I'm
yeah,
always
I'm
ready to have fun.
Because I need something different because, you know, I like to take trips and do stuff every year, a couple of times in a year. But, you know, I like to do something different. You know, I really don't embrace too many women because women, by rule, are catty and confusion. And I really prefer to have male friends because this way I know they ain't wearing my clothes. They're not stealing my man, you know, unless they're gay.
They might.
You know, but, you know.
So, Terry, you want to be the center of attention and men's and just you? Is that what you want?
Right.
Terry
that's what I'm
is
saying,
the
baby.
Center of attention. Stephanie,
yeah.
you need to say this,
uh-huh.
dear. Let's not get it twisted. Terry is the center of attention. I don't care if it's a million people going on. You won't know, Terry. Because that's just her personality. She's always out there. She's all the way. Look, when you can make me blush, you're doing something big. And my girl makes me blush on a regular basis, but I love it to pieces. But, yeah, she's going to be the center of attention. I don't care how many men's, women's, cats, puppies, dogs, or monkeys you bring around. She's going to be right there. You're going to know her. Don't get it twisted, bitch. Just get it. Let's know me. That is so, but that's cool. I mean, that's serious. We sitting here laughing and talking. I am so serious. Sir, you done turned my light on. Stephanie, that's cool.
I think we need to plan some things, you know, make it so it's not interfering with Christmas, you know, but something that's nice because even if it's cool outside, that's fine. I got a fireplace, you know, and, you know, I got enough room up in my house and just, you know, just hang out, you know, and get something
and bring
drinking.
A stripper.
Yeah, yeah.
I love strippers. Bring a male
Tell me
when
and where.
They got muscles and stuff.
I'm going to sit down and do some finagling and see what's a good time, you know, because I do know at least two women here that I don't think would be too bashful. You know, of course, it's kept, you know, I go to church. I love the Lord, preach his kid. I'm a Bible school teacher. But you know something? I'm getting so sick and tired of people acting like, you know, because I'm a Christian. I don't know how to have fun. Baby, come on now. God knew how to have fun. That's why he made us all different, because he needs something to laugh at. You know? So,
let me say, and that's why he chiseled them men body the way they do. So when they move and stuff, I can get a little excited and all that stuff. I love me a little piece of chocolate or caramel or muscle. I don't care as long as you got muscles.
Girl,
he can be a little fat
like
around the waist. I don't care.
Chocolate.
What you talking about? Stephanie, set that up. Stephanie,
I will. I'm writing it up
now. We can do with that thing.
And
oh,
guess
yeah.
what? I fly lot right down there. I'll be there a week in advance. You tell me you're going to bring a stripper. I love this.
I know that's right. I know that's right,
I
baby.
I love that.
Well, you know, in Texas, we got a lot of nice cowboy-looking guys out here. So, yeah, we can make that happen.
You
want to
ride the horse,
huh? What ride that? She said, she ain't say a pony. She said a horse. See, I told her, she thought on B.
I
think we got some nice Mustangs out here. Yeah.
There
we
go.
Ooh,
vroom,
baby.
Vroom, vroom,
baby. Oh, my God.
Well, okay.
We're going
to get back to that, I'm sure. But let's talk a little bit about your organization. It's called Jane's Hope for Life Foundation that helps people find resources when they are in need of assistance. Is this only in Texas, or do you work with some other agencies in different states, or you show them how to get the help that they need?
I have not branched out to the other states, but I do advise people that's in Texas and also in Louisiana because that's my home, and I do work in those two areas. But if anybody needs me, you know, they can always give me a call and I'll see what I can do, you know, because the internet is wonderful. I love me some Google. I can Google anything and find whatever resource it is that somebody needs, I can find it.
There you go.
So you can give them your phone number right now and say it slow so they can write it down, because not only are you a florist and do wedding planning and planning for any, I'm telling you, A-N-Y, any occasion, Stephanie can hook it up from small to large. You know, you just tell her what you need, you know, and she can make it happen. So, Stephanie, just give us your phone number so someone can contact you.
Okay. Well, they can contact me at 817-953-5398. That's 817-953-5398.
All right. That's good stuff. If y'all,
I know
that
you got a thing that's coming up. I think it's October the 21st, a wedding event or something.
Yes, I have the greatest bridal expo coming up October the 16th at the Regency, the Reunion Tower in downtown Dallas, and it's from 12 to 4. I'm one of the featured florists, and also I will have a booth out there. So I'm very excited to be working with this group of people, and we're expecting a nice crowd. So if you want to meet me, come on over to my booth.
All right. Congratulations on that.
But you offer them, you know, if they want to buy one of your package deals.
Yes, and we also have a website for them to, it's easy for them to look at the package, and we can modify any packages that they need. We can downsize it. We can upgrade it. Whatever it is that they need, we can do it.
Okay, that's cool. That's real cool. So let me ask you, I'm just to get some general ideas. You know what I'm noticing now, what they're doing, I'm hearing a lot of people do now with babies. Like, I have a grandbaby on the way, too, a new one. This would be grandbaby number 4. So, and we know now it's a little boy. These gender reveals now, you know, that's getting real hot and real popular right now, the gender reveals. What kind of ideas have you run across as far as gender reveals? Because I've seen people do, like, confetti inside a balloon. And, you know, what other ideas have you come up with to kind of make it a little bit unique or special for, you know, each person?
I have came up with where we can do the cake, and that's one of the most popular things, the cake, and also the little cupcake. You can make the cupcake in the middle, put a filler in the middle of blue or pink in there.
Okay.
You know, they thinking they eating this chocolate cupcake and stuff, and in the middle you see this little pink or this little blue. And we also can put the little baby. You know, I'm from Louisiana, so we love our king cake, so we can even do a reveal that way as well.
What's a king cake?
What's the king cake?
The king cake is like it's like a roll, but it's like a sweet roll, and it has our colors of purple, green, and gold in it, and then it has a little baby inside of it.
So it's very popular, and it tastes so. I love those king cakes. I can't wait.
Wow.
To get mine.
Okay. That's cool. Because I was wondering, you know, some different ways to do it. I mean, my daughter, she's so silly. She sends me. This is her with me. She inboxed me on Facebook with her belly. I think she had like this. It's a boy thing painted across her belly in blue. I'm like, okay. I would have loved to have found out another way, but that's cool, I guess. Everybody's different. So I was wondering, because people come up with all these unique and, you know, special ways to do things, and I just wanted to know just how involved, you know, you are in to that, those things. Are you, I mean, some people come to you and just don't know what to do, and you're able to come up with these creative ways to help them, you know, celebrate and you know, express to the world what they're feeling. That's kind of cool, though. So,
yes,
cool.
I love working with people, and I'm so creative, and sometimes I can't sleep because I'm writing down something. I wake up, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to show this bride this dress. Oh, we need to do this. So I'm always thinking about something, you know, for my clients and stuff. I'm very passionate about that and coming up with these crazy ideas of dropping a water balloon and inside of there something pops up blue. I like just having fun with our customers. Whatever they need, we can come up with great ideas for them.
I went to a baby shower recently for my granddaughter, and it was beautiful. And one of the things that stood out about her baby shower, they had – everybody put an egg in between their legs, and he had to run to the opposite side of the room and squat. He couldn't touch it and squat the egg into the container, and we couldn't do it to save our soul. And then other times we had wrap a person the quickest, but make a pamper around the person. And she
we did that.
Yeah, so
with toilet paper.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly.
Oh.
I'm getting wasted.
Oh, the baby
crawling.
But you know something, darling, we got a call on the line that's brave enough to ask a question or make a comment. So I am so happy to open the mic for the person who last four digits is 9737. Are you there, sweetheart?
Hey, man, love your show. Big time listener.
Oh, wonderful. Who is this?
I agree with everything you say.
Like that.
Yeah. I like that.
I like when a man calls.
Hey, man, it's the yellow and red wire. Put them together. Sorry about that. But let me tell you something. Your voice needs to be heard by everybody. And I just want to say, what can I do for you?
Okay, well, you can give me a radio deal for someone or get me on somebody's Dish Nation for a cameo shot, get my book broken into a movie position, do whatever you can.
It's not rocket science. I told you the two wires, Bambi. Sorry, am I still on? Hello.
Well, who are you, sir? What's your name?
I got to be totally honest with you. Me and my girl Bambi, we're stealing a tank right now. Now we're gonna blow some shit up. Fuck yeah! Oh, I'm sorry. Power!
Oh my god!
Boom, baby! I'm a friggin' rock star. That's what I'm talking about. Oh shit! Here comes the cops. Pow, 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 pow.
Okay, please, you take this one.
Life is a video game. Bad player one, and I'm winning. Aim at that billion player. Yeah, the big one. Yeah, hit it. They're not going to ignore me now. Hell hath no fury like Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Am I still on? Hello.
Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed the show, darling. And please stay tuned.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because next Friday, I'm supposed to tell you, y'all stay tuned because we got this young brother named Steven Hugh. Oh, my God.
Hey, don't hang up on me. I got tons of great quotes. You and me, I'm going to put your name down. I'm going to make sure that you are co-owner of this tank. I'm going to tell the world that you helped start this tank. You helped start this war. You and me are together.
Well, okay.
I'm a friggin' rock star.
Bless your heart. No, disengage is the number one key, unless you got a few questions. Again. And
life is a video game. I'm player one, and I'm winning.
That caller, thank you so much, caller, for calling in, because we love it when people tune in and chat with us. I'm so sorry you didn't give us your name, but please continue listening. And like I said to all my listeners, this Friday coming in, October 7th, Stephen Du, this young brother, you know, if you know how Tupac and Biggie Small, they got a message in the music, Stephen Du, man, he got the song called Dark Cloud. Oh, my God. You know, now, I'm really not big into rapping, but when I heard it, man, it made me stop in my tracks. I had to replay it over and over and over again. Cause this young brother is bad bone. I want y'all to tune in, because I'm telling you, if I endorse it, I'm saying that it's so, baby. This guy, you're going to want to hear him. It's phenomenal. But, you know, I got to call in. You know, wasn't it? You know, it was very nice for the guy to call in, you know. But anyway, Stephanie, tell us how you got started. You know, we just jumped all around your life. What made you decide, you know, if you're a little creative behind, to get into wedding planning?
Basically, when I got married 17 years ago, it was a fun time trying to plan everything and work and everything like that. And I had fun making my own flower arrangements, and I'm like, I loved it. So I'm like, okay, well, let me do it for my friends. So my friend asked me to do their bouquets, and I did theirs, and I started liking it, and it's very smooth. And so one thing, I just enjoy planning everything. So that's what really got me into it, because of what I did at work, I love to plan.
Great. But okay, Felicia, baby, this is your opportunity to say what you got, the question you got to say. Because my darling co-host, Felicia, man, I just love her to death. She's my
I love you too.
Oh, my God. We got a call in here from Africa on the line, and they got a question. So let me open the mic. Hold on, Felicia. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Caller, your mic.
Hello? No.
Excuse me, ladies?
Yes.
Hi. I'm listening. I'm calling from the same town as the guy who was just on the line. That was the joke. There's a lot of police officers here, and I believe a military vehicle was stolen.
Really?
So, yeah, just, you know, if you hear anything in the news, I mean, that guy was for real. It's really bad over here.
Okay, where's over here?
Green Valley, Missouri. He's firing into the air. He's blown up some things. I mean, this is as real as it gets. Like a war.
Okay, well.
How he got in the tank, but he must have hot wired it.
So it's in Missouri. Oh, I will be confused. Yeah, because it's got an
oh, my God.
But you stay safe, darling, and prayers will go out to you and everyone there in the state of Missouri. And y'all stay encouraged, okay?
Hey, because this guy's crazy.
Well, hopefully he'll get some help.
Are you hearing any of this?
Yeah, I can hear it, but I just thought it was something he was playing on some video games.
No.
That's real? Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over here. I think they're taking him into custody. He's insane. I think he's an actor or something. That's what I'm getting from the news over here.
Yeah, put them together.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Firing into the air. I mean, it's a tank he had. It's a full-on tank.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You stay safe, darling, and you make sure that you don't get caught up in stuff, and you just keep yourself safe, you know, and let the police do their job, you know. That's why they're there to help. And prayerfully, there won't be no fatalities.
We're pretty far away, but that's how loud it is.
My God, I can hear it in the background. Well, darling,
there's cops, there's emergency vehicles, and it's a tank. I've never seen one up close in real life.
Wow, me either. Well, check the news, darling. Well, you stay safe, okay?
Have you ever seen a tank before? I've never seen that except for the movie.
I have. Where I've seen it at a military museum.
There's another caller lit up on the next line. We need to take that call.
Okay, well, you take care, sir.
I'm doing my... Oh, my...
Okay, well, that caller, I just muted that call because this show's about you, Stephanie, and God forbid that is really happening in the state of Missouri.
Wow.
Switchboard as an out-of-country call. So, wow.
Wow.
That's a Nigerian call, but okay. So anyway,
wow.
Go ahead, please. I forgot my train of thought.
Hey, Stephanie. I forgot.
Yes. I don't plan those events.
Okay. I was gonna say, how would you work around that? There's a tank there. No. Anyway, no. I'm hoping that everything's okay on that end. I'm seriously also. But back to you, Stephanie. We was talking about your organization, and we talked a little bit about how you got started and your ability to be creative and how you enjoy to do that. How long have you been in business, and how large is your company? How much have you been able to build up? Because I know you start off slow, but then you build. It sounds like you have a thing going.
I have a great team. I started, Excel will be a year old this December. I had launched it in December, and we had been working on it in October to get everything together for it, and then we launched it in December of 2015. So we are almost a year old. And as far as planning, I've been planning for over 24 years. Like I said, you know, I will plan different events for the company I used to work for, or I'm always doing something for a friend or a family. So that inspired me to, like, oh, let me do something different. You know, I worked in retail, so that's all I knew to do was just plan everything, because we had to plan our assignments, we had to plan events, we had to plan seasonal things. So I said, well, you know what, I'm making these people a lot of money planning their stuff. Why don't I go into business for myself and plan? Because I like doing it, and I like to interact with people. So that's my passion. I just love working with people all together.
Oh, good. So is that what you're doing full-time?
Yes.
Cool. That's really cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy for people who create their own. You know, create their own business, you know, because sometimes, you know, you got to think out the box, and you can't always be just employee. Sometimes you got to be the person in charge of making things happen. So I am sure glad that, you know, something that you like to do, you turned into a lucrative business. That's wonderful, Stephanie.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It is. That's cool. I have one more question, too. So you will travel, but it's a separate fee for travel for you if you need to travel to another state.
Yes.
Okay. And then how does your contract work? I'm sure you have a contract. Do you take a certain percentage? How does that work?
Yes, ma'am. You know, in these days and times, you have to make sure that you get a down payment. So I always, in the contract, try to get a little down payment. Depending on how big the package is, then I'll ask for maybe 15% or maybe 25% down off the top. You know, that way that I can go ahead and get started. So one person told me, you know, the wedding planner told me, you know, you need to make sure that you get half of, because that means if you get half of the payment from them, then they're committed to go ahead and do it, you know, and have a clause in your contract. And I do have a clause in my contract. If that person decides at the last minute they want to cancel, you know, we do have a clause in there that protects them and also to protect us as well.
Okay, good.
You need that, because a lot of people try to take advantage of you, take your money, you know. So I'm really glad that you got your self-coverage. You know, I realize when you go through stuff, you learn things and you cover yourself, because I learned some stuff when I went to Texas. I ain't never flying in no more unless you're going to pay me part of my money to come and speak. That's why I got, you know, some issues now. But this is not the time or the place to get into that, so I'm just going to leave that alone for right now.
You know, we live and learn, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not the time and place, but it's absolutely a legitimate, you know, situation, because when you do contracts, I did daycare in my home for 10 years, and I did contracts, and you have to protect yourself. I took a certain percentage, and I think for what you're doing, 50% is fair, because that's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of you using your car, and you burning up gas, the mileage, you know, the time. I heard you say you have children, you have a husband, you have a family, so that takes away from, you know, what you can be doing with your family. So you should, you know, take, and anybody should understand that. And like you said, if a person gives you 50%, then they, most of the time, they're going to be committed to what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? You have to make this situation lucrative for you and for your client. You want your clients happy too. You want to be fair, but business is business, you know.
Right.
So you wake, like you said, you up. Sometimes you can't sleep because you're so busy, always thinking. You need the Bible says the workman is worthy of his hire. You need to be paid for what you're doing. So kudos to you, girl.
Yeah,
right. Thank you.
To you, baby. We need to get a little more break, and we're going to come back. And then when we come back, we want to let Stephanie tell everybody how to get a hold of her and give her some prices to her packages, you know. And we want everybody to know next week you need to tune in. Stephen, do this phenomenal prodigy.
Yes,
it's going to be on the mic, man. We're going to play a little bit of his music, but then we're going to do some free flow. He's just going to do it right off the cuff, man. You know, and I'm always welcoming to showcase some new talent. And that's why the show is called Unmasked, because I'm not set into no box. Whatever your story is, we're going to tell it, you know, and we keep it real. We don't deal with children. This is an adult show. Do what you want to do. Say it how you want to say it, because we want to keep it real. But anyway, we'll take a small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Nice. All right.
Thank you.
Listening to authorist Terry E. Lyle's Blog Talk Radio. It's the interview that pays to listen to with the honest, candid truth in your face.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. And we had a great time tonight. Our guest, Stephanie Draper, we was just talking to her about so many things. She's very creative, passionate about what she do. She's approaching her one-year anniversary on her new business, and she do all kinds of planning, whether it's weddings, funerals, ladies' nights out, whatever it is that you want someone to take the reins and run with it, you need to call Stephanie. And our co-host, my special co-host, she's just phenomenal as well. You know, I'm glad that she's here. And if anyone would love to talk to Stephanie before we get up out of here, just hit the number 1 key and dial 347-945-6003. But anyway, stay with us while we get back to my guest. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
Still hanging in there with us.
Great being here with you. I'm hanging in. I'm loving it.
Good. We just had a moment. We had a couple of guys calling in talking about some stuff in Missouri. Well, I'll be interested to find out whether that's true or not, because that just seems kind of strange that in the United States you got tanks going down the, you know, the road. Come on now. We're not no third world country, but you never know. Anything is possible. So we're going to get off of that, and I see that Felicia has a question. And Felicia, go ahead and ask your question, baby.
Yeah, I just wanted to get Stephanie's information, any, you know, phone numbers or websites or, you know, any insights, so contact information, so that people that are listening, and then I know a lot of people that are planning weddings and planning on getting married, so I just wanted to get some information so that people can contact you, girl.
All right. Well, they can contact me. they can contact me at 817-953-5398, and they can also hit me up on Estella's Wedding Event.
Okay. .com. Okay. Do you have any other social medias like Facebook or anything?
I do have Facebook, and they can also really hit me up on my website. You can reach me at Estella WEP on Facebook.
Okay.
We
want to get you booked, honey.
All right, I'm ready.
That's what it's all about.
And I love to fly, y'all. I'm going to get my mileage.
I know that's right. Girl, I'm beginning to love to fly. I went to Florida to Miami with my girls, and I wind up coming back to Fort Lauderdale with my kids and visiting with my kids and my grandbaby. So I'll be flying back on the 18th of October after my daughter's birthday. But, yeah, I'm getting my frequent flyer miles, too. But we got to really get this party thing going. Terry, Terry got me going with this party thing.
I know. I'm ready to throw it now.
That's a real good idea. I ain't playing. I said, shoot,
we can
pitch
that 10 back there, Terry.
I said, what?
We can put a 10 out there,
we
Terry.
And see how we make this thing happen, you know.
Yep, yeah, that's big.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Just let me know when, and I'll make sure I plan it.
Okay.
How much time do you need? How much advance do you need? Advance notice
time, yeah.
do you need for you know for an event?
Depending on the size of it, if it's a small event, I can give me 30 days to get everything together. Now, there are times when they want me to do, they give me 2 weeks notice. If it's something coming up, say, for instance, in the middle of next month, just give me 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks notice so I can get the work on it. And I'm real fast at getting things done. I can call people all over the place to make things happen for you. But I love to get a little bit notice.
Okay.
And if it's 3 day notice, if you let me know you got an event and you got 3 days notice, you know I have to charge you a little bit extra for that.
That was
going
to be my next question.
I can make it happen.
That was going to be my next question. And that's fair. That's fair because then you have to work double time, you know, double harder, and trying to get stuff at the last minute is not always easy. So everybody be fair. You want things done, you want it done right, and we're going to go to Stephanie and let her do it and trust that she can do it. Her job, she's been doing it for 24 years, you said?
I have been doing planning for 24 years, and it's
right.
still been open for almost a year.
Okay, well, great. So you got the expertise. You have the wherewithal and the know-how. So we're going to, keep it going. I am so impressed with you.
I know the caller on the line, the last four digits is 5754. I don't know whether they want to talk or not, but... Caller, are you there? Hello? Your last 4 digits is 5754. Don't be afraid to talk.
Don't be shy.
Oh, well. Okay, well, you can stand back and listen. I'll mute your phone. Don't worry. But, it is just so nice, Stephanie, to have you here hanging out with us because, you know, we like to have fun, and that's one thing that people know when they come on Unmasked, it ain't hoity-toity, it ain't bougie. I just like, you know, hang out with your friends. And I want people to feel comfortable and want to come back, you know. And that's what I try to do because a lot of times I be on different radio shows, it just sounds so phony. I'm saying, oh, God, hell,
yeah.
This will be over, you know.
Yeah.
I hear you. I love being myself and just relax and just chill. And that's how you see me is how I am all the time. I'm very
exactly. What you see is what you get, baby. So
at this time,
opportunity to give a personal shout out to whoever you want to give a shout out to, and then my darling Felicia will give out a shout out, and then I'm gonna take this thing home.
All right. I would like to give a shout out to all my sponsors that are sponsoring the Bridal Expo that's coming up on the 16th. Give them a shout out. Thank y'all so much for supporting us. And we look forward to growing its sales even more.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to shout out you, Stephanie, for coming on and spending this time with us on this Friday night where you could have been doing something else, but you came to hang out with me and my girl, Terry. And for just Terry, I got to shout Terry out. Terry just had surgery, and so she has a little bit of cabin fever, but she's so independent and used to doing things on her own, but she's been being a good girl and staying off her foot because I've been calling and making sure and checking on her every day. She pushed her way through in regard to, you know, how she's feeling. So just want to say that. And then, of course, my family, my grandbabies, my children, my husband, you know, all my special friends and family. That's just that. And I'm going to keep enjoying myself until we get this supposedly category 2 or 3 hurricane next week. And I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Florida. Yeah, I get in a bathtub from there.
Well, you know what? Fly out to Texas.
Out of Alabama.
Right.
But anyway, I thank everybody on this weekend hanging out with us because, you know, weekends are special. People have just got off of work and they want to hang out. And a lot of times they don't want to hang out, listen to us. But I appreciate the one who do. And, you know, always, you know, feel like, you know, tell your friends about the show. You know, let us grow more than what we already have grown because I appreciate my global listeners. And I want to say hi to my grandson, Jaguar, who's a truck driver, drive safe, darling, and my cousin, Karen. And my friend, again, Kelly Moore, hugs and kisses, who live in Nebraska. You know, and then I got another friend in Nebraska, Vince Ireland. So y'all stay with us, and thank you for supporting us. And we're going to get up out of here, even though we used to hang to 9:30. But, you know, my foot is starting to hurt a little bit, so I got to get it raised up.
Oh, boy.
Well, thank you, Terry and Felicia, for having me.
Oh, baby.
Well, it's been our pleasure.
And Felicia, appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
And we're going to be in touch about this party because I'm not going to let that go.
Please don't.
I need a little Texas outlaw in my life.
All right, then. You know, we can make it happen now.
So, baby, you know, a change is going to come, and we're going to take it home for a little bit of Sam Cooke.
Help me, please. But he winds up.